For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. President Xi Jinping has said that China's annual growth rate should be no less than 6.5% in the next 5 years. President Xi was explaining a proposal for formulating the country's 13th five-year plan, which will start next year. He says China must maintain medium-high growth so as to realise the goal of doubling GDP and per capita income by 2020 on the basis of 2010. He added that China's development should not just be focused on the pace of growth, but also growth volume and, more importantly, growth quality. The Communist Party of China has issued the full text of proposals mapping out a blueprint for China's economic and social development over the next 5 years, starting from 2016. According to the proposals, China will continue to open up its economy to attract foreign investment and encourage Chinese firms to make overseas investment. The document has also pledged to establish the Green Development Fund to promote clean production modes and sustainable growth. Another major goal is to fight against poverty, narrow the income gap, and increase the proportion size of the middle-income population. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has highlighted China's commitment to pursue a development mode featuring green industry. Li Keqiang made the remark while addressing a French-Chinese economic forum in Beijing, together with the visiting French President François Hollande. For his part, Hollande said the fight against global warming should be seen as an opportunity for boosting world economic growth. Before the forum, Hollande and Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a joint statement on climate change, which comes ahead of the UN Climate Change Conference to be held in Paris in a few weeks' time. Xi Jinping is expected to travel to France for the meeting. Visiting Commander of the United States Pacific Command, Admiral Harry Harris, has met with Fang Fenghui, Chief of General Staff of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, here in Beijing. Fang Fenghui says it is very regretful that the US side created a disharmonious atmosphere for this meeting by sending a naval vessel to cruise near China's Nansha Islands without notifying the Chinese government. For his part, Harris said the patrol last week was meant to demonstrate the principle of freedom of navigation. Meanwhile, a Pentagon briefing has said that the US plans to undertake surveillance operations in the South China Sea at least twice a quarter. In response to the statement, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says China is strongly opposed to any infringement of its sovereignty in the area under the name of freedom of navigation. Chinese soldiers have begun their third landmine-sweeping mission along the Sino-Vietnam border. This mission will cover 30 townships in southwest China's Yunnan province, which is expected to be finished by the end of 2017. Composed of more than 400 experienced officers and soldiers, the troops will clear mines in more than 50 square kilometres and permanently seal minefields of over 20 square kilometres. The first two landmine-sweeping campaigns along the border were conducted in the 1990s. From 2001 to 2008, Chinese soldiers also cleared mines for a boundary demarcation project. China will cut the retail prices of gasoline and diesel from Wednesday, tracking a slide in global crude prices. China's top economic planner, the National Development and Reform Commission, announced the price cuts on Tuesday. The prices of gasoline and diesel will both drop by 125 yuan per tonne. It means the retail prices of gasoline and diesel will drop by 0.09 yuan per litre and 0.11 yuan per litre, respectively. Relatives of victims of Saturday's plane crash in Egypt have been arriving at a St. Petersburg crematorium to identify their loved ones. Metrojet's Airbus A321-200, flying from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg, crashed shortly after takeoff on the Sinai Peninsula, killing all 224 people on board. Most of the passengers were from St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city. Malaysia's defence minister has called on his regional counterparts to continue promoting dialogue to achieve the common goal of regional peace and stability. Ministers from the 10 countries in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have gathered in Malaysia for the ASEAN Defence Ministers' meeting, along with ministers from countries such as the United States, Japan, China, India and Australia. The meeting, first held in 2006, is a platform to promote peace and stability in Southeast Asia. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.